Andrew Short, Atlanta, Carlos is yelling at me for something or another. KTM debut, great heat race, and washed out the front in the main event like we've seen so many other guys do. But how was it?
It was good considering, you know, all the what we were up against. You know, it was great to get a ride under the BTO Sports KTM and meet everybody and interact with the whole group. So considering first race and all that went pretty good.
Heat race, good, strong.
Yeah, the start was killer. The KTM gets out of the gate really good.
And hey, you mentioned that on Monday. You thought your starts were going to be much better on the KTM, or better on the KTM.
Yeah, and I think that's key because, you know, the field is so deep right now in talent. Put yourself in a good position, you get sucked in and you separate yourself. So I felt like I was having a great ride going until I lost the front and crashed. But, you know, new bike, new tires, new everything, yeah. You know. So I think we have a great thing going, and the next few weeks will be a lot more competitive.
You know what ended the night, don't you?
What?
Your top 10 streak.
Oh, yeah. The only person who cares about that's you. Who I else? Who else has top 10s right now?
What do you mean? What?
Who else is on the list since I'm done?
Millsaps. Millsaps, Dunge. I'm forgetting the other guy. I don't know why it's not coming to me right now.
Your media pass should be revoked.
How's the team?
It was cool. A lot different than any other team I've ridden for. But that's not saying it's good or bad. I'm really excited about the opportunity that BTO Sports has given me, and work with Forrest and Karsten, everybody. You know, there's a big group of people that put this together, and I feel like I said, every week we're going to get more competitive. We're going to learn how everyone works. Unfortunately, this feels like race one, not race eight or wherever we're at. So, you know, we're going to get a lot better, and I look forward to those days.
We kind of know you're a little bit of a mental case. Do you feel like that with everything settled and situated and everything, knowing what you're going to do, it's going to relieve you of this stress you've been going through?
Yeah, and that's why I say each week I'm going to be a lot more competitive. I'm going to be riding the same bike and working with the same people, and I think that's going to be a benefit for me and you know, down the road. So it's unfortunate that we went through all those challenging experiences, but you know, I'm happy to be where I'm at now, and I feel like I'm more confident in everything, how it went. So new bike, you know, I learned a lot tonight.
One more week in Cali for testing, you figure, and then you'll go back to Texas?
Yeah, that's the plan. I haven't seen the wife and kids for a while. Jackie came to the race this weekend, but I haven't been home for a while. I haven't seen the kids. I'm itching to get back. And, you know, there's something to be said for me, like you said, how I'm like anal, like to get back into a routine and to practice and train and be able to sleep at night. Like all those little things, they add up. And the season's long, and I think if, you know, once I start to minimize those little elements and aspects, then my results will improve.
All right, thanks.
Bye.